The sugar plum fairies, dancing snowflakes, and battling mice all make up memorable moments from the Nutcracker. Although the ballet barely changes year after year, people keep coming back for the dance, the story, and the music of Tchaikovsky, as performed here by the Milwaukee Ballet Orchestra. Milwaukee Ballet Executive Director Dennis Bueller says the Nutcracker makes up 55% of the company's annual ticket sales. He says for many people, it's their introduction to ballet.
And we hope that they'll come back and experience other work that we'll do throughout the course of the year, whether it's more traditional narrative work or maybe a little bit edgier contemporary work.
And Bueller says the Nutcracker is the only dance performance many people will see each year. He says that provides challenges for the company and pushes it to find new ways to keep people coming back. Madison Ballet General Manager Gretchen Berg says they've gone beyond tutus and tiaras by performing a Nutcracker spoof in addition to the classic show. She says they're trying to expand people's perceptions of the art.
Ballet is so contemporary, not necessarily just the music. You know, the steps themselves have evolved, and dance has become so athletic and dynamic. And if people are still sort of stuck in what they think classical ballet is, then they're missing out on so much more.
Local performances of the Nutcracker are happening across Wisconsin over the next week. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.